The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for Papa. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Inspiration.
When we finally
is what Christmas is all about. Doug Steffen here with a live Christmas Day program, a gift to you from me. And even though the rest of the gang's not here, they're into it in a spiritual way. I'm into it in a physical way, and they're into it in a physical way. Encouraging you and your comments at 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, during the course of this hour, I would like to, challenge you to think about or to talk about Christmas for 60 seconds. Any aspect of Christmas, past or present, just anybody who's listening that wants to share Christmas thoughts about this year or last year or 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it was, and if you are able to speak without repeating or pausing or stammering, you'll get a Christmas present from us here on Good Day, all right? So you can talk about Christmas for 60 seconds, any aspect of it, whatever it is that you want to have us know about your thoughts regarding Christmas. Help yourself now to 888-302-3684. During this hour, I'm going to bring back to life what I do every Christmas, the letter that was sent to Virginia via the auspices of, I think it was the New York, I never can remember which newspaper it was, but the question that was posed, is there a Santa Claus? Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. That was music from Ricochet, suggested by listener Dan in New Hampshire, who's a farmer. He went out, just acknowledging him and some of the other things that have come in the emails today. A very thankful person I am that I'm able to do this, number one, and have so many people feel like this is very cool. And it is. So Dan's a farmer, went out to take care of his cows. He's going to listen to some of the program on the archives, the podcast that's there every day for you. If you're a listener at DougSteffen.com, there's 6 hours that are presented live every day. You can download them whether you're listening live or not.
Doesn't make any difference.
You can still find all of the performance at DougSteffen.com and download hour by hour. So anyway, he suggested that we play this group Ricochet, good country group, their a cappella version of Let It Snow. I've become a new fan of a cappella with the advent of, what's the show? It's called The Voice, right, Michael? Isn't that
the Sing-Off.
The Sing-Off. That's right, too. The Voice is the other one. The Sing-Off. Very good stuff on that program. Now, music is part of our focus here today, certainly, and stories. What's going on? I have a little tip. For those of you who are going to have unexpected guests today, and you'll have them, I'm betting. Many of you will have unexpected guests arrive, and you'll feel like you need a gift. I'm betting the only thing that's open in your community is probably the drugstore. CVS, Walgreens, the big ones. If you're in a rural area, smaller ones, but I'm betting that those stores are open today, and it'll be something, there's always something, they get a little Chotsky thing here and there. How many of you are going to Christmas services today, and how many have you gone last night to a Christmas service? One of the things that I've always enjoyed, although I haven't done it for quite a while, actually, I was a singer in a choir when I went to Sunday school and church school and through high school, and we used to love to perform on Christmas Eve and sometimes Christmas Day, but most of the time it was Christmas Eve because you find that people don't want to unless it's early in the morning. I don't know about the Catholics, but I think there's Catholic Mass now on Christmas Day, but people don't want to go out. They want to stay home and they want to open their presents. So be it. Let's have a little, have respect as much as anything else for the various traditions. And that's another thing that I'd like to share here with all of you, Christmas traditions. The essence of the letter that I was talking about from Virginia O'Hanlon. How many of you remember the story? She was 8 years old, and her friends were saying that there was no Santa Claus. Her father said, if you see it in the sun, it's so. The Sun was the newspaper. It was called the New York Sun. And I actually, a number of years ago, was sent a copy of this by a friend of mine who lived in New York, who happened, you know how you can get editions of the New York Times on your birthday? If you want to, you go to Hamak or Schlammer or someplace like that. I was thinking of getting it for a friend of mine. What was the news on your birthday? It's a very cool thing to do. But somehow or other, this person had a copy of what was in the New York Sun. And I'm not sure. I think it was, I'm not sure about this, but I believe it was printed over the years in the New York Times or in the Sunday section of the New York Times. So that's where this came from. So here is the response that was written to Virginia. And I think that this, in fact, deserves a little bit of background. Francis Church, who was the editorial writer for the New York Sun, got this letter. And so he writes the following. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men, children's, all minds are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if the world had no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you didn't see Santa Claus coming down the chimney, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in our world. You tear apart the baby's rattle. See what makes the noise inside. There's a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, even the united strength of all the strongest men that have ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance, those things can push aside that curtain and view and picture the superb beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Yes, Virginia. In all this world, there is nothing more real and abiding. No Santa Claus, thank God. He lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, maybe 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of childhood. The letter to Virginia O'Hanlon. 16 after on Good Day on Christmas.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
'Twas the day after Christmas, and all through the house, everyone loved their presents. But Aunt Shirley got your name and made you that blouse. What? So get to Kohl's, starting at 5 a.m. on December 26th, for amazing prices and early bird specials until 1 p.m. on stuff like sweaters, sleepwear, and up to 70% off holiday trim. And they'll hear you exclaim as you peel out of sight, "Merry Kohl's after Christmas clearance to all. Yo, this sale is tight." Or, you know, something to that effect. Kohl's, expect great things.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
'Twas the day after Christmas, and all through the house, everyone loved their presents. But Aunt Shirley got your name and made you that blouse. What? So get to Kohl's, starting at 5 a.m. on December 26th, for amazing prices and early bird specials until 1 p.m. on stuff like sweaters, sleepwear, and up to 70% off holiday trim. And they'll hear you exclaim as you peel out of sight, "Merry Kohl's after Christmas clearance to all. Yo, this sale is tight." Or, you know, something to that effect. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You expect him to be here live on the holidays, especially Christmas, and here I am. I just got an email from somebody who said, "You expect us to think on Christmas morning about Christmas nonstop, be able to verbalize for 60 seconds? What are you thinking?" Was the question that came from actually somebody named Doug. All right, sir. Listen, I'm just offering you the opportunity. You want to share Christmas thoughts with me? Help yourself. If you can't do it for 60 seconds, you want to do it for 30? Help yourself. Listen. I'm only invested in making your day better if I can do that. How many people went online last night to track Santa Claus? Became a Christmas Eve tradition. I remember when I was not a kid, but when did we first kind of get wrapped around technology? And when were we first able to go? Was it with the Commodore 64? Could you do that sort of thing with that computer? That was one of the first computers. Or did you have to wait a while so you could go online? But anyway, it's easy to go to NORAD and track Santa Claus. I remember when I was getting on the plane last night, one of the flight attendants said, the captain, that's why I want my captain on the plane here. He was looking at the NORAD, the computers in the cockpit of the plane. Apparently, now all the pilots have iPads. You know that, right? Most of the pilots are getting their instructions on an iPad as to what to do from dispatch. And so he was, apparently the captain had gone away from the dispatch page to look at NORAD to see where Santa Claus was, to make sure, of course, that as we fly across the country from Boston to Los Angeles, we're not going to run into Santa Claus. I thought that was a great story. Good morning and Merry Christmas. That's how the Pope began his first Christmas message, and it's appropriate. Good morning and Merry Christmas. Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour, and good day.
Hey, It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Story of this song after we hear the major part of it from Karen Carpenter. The Carpenters have done the most successful version of I'll Be Home for Christmas. Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. This is a song written in 1943. It joined White Christmas to become one of America's most popular homegrown holiday songs. It was first recorded by Bing Crosby, not anywhere near as successful as White Christmas, but still, it's had its success. A number of groups and individuals have recorded this, but this happens to be the best and most played standard, if you will, from the Carpenters. This is late 1968, I believe. Bob Kay would be able to tell me. He and I interviewed the Carpenters at the Brockton Fair. In Brockton, Massachusetts, in the fall of 19, I want to say it was the fall of 19, either 68 or 69, when he and I worked together at WBZ in Boston. And it was a really neat thing to see the two of them, the brother and sister team, the Carpenters, Karen and Richard, work together and see them. I was more interested in watching them with each other just to see if they were as close as I thought they were. And they are, or they were. She passed away, of course, about 25 years ago. She had anorexia, and that was... What a sad ending for a woman that arguably has had, at least in my mind, the best female voice of a pop singer. I think Linda Ronstadt could come close to challenging her, but I think Karen would probably win. Anyway, so I'm going back and forth through some of the bigger songs as this part of the program, no matter what day you're listening to Good Day, normally at this part of every hour we have a snippet or a little bit of music that has some emotional connection to it. And of course this time of year it's been us playing bits and pieces of Christmas songs. And because I wanted to dig into some of these songs and get a little bit more information on them and bring them to you, I'll Be Home for Christmas was copyrighted 1943 by three gentlemen who were working again through the summer. All of these songs, if you've been listening for the last 2-3 hours to Good Day, you know that most of the songs we've talked about that are popular have all been written. They were songs that were written, I'm getting in my list of them, all of them. Let It Snow, written in the summertime. Sleigh Ride, written in the summertime. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, written in the summertime. Let's see, the Christmas song, written in the summertime. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, recorded in July. Red Nose, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all of these songs. Which I suppose, you know, we think about the comparing and contrasting of what we're always, when it's hot, wanting to be cool, right? And we're always, when it's cool, wanting to be hot. And around the country today, the weather actually for today is pretty good around the country to celebrate. Not many storms anywhere. And so that's good for those of you who have to travel. Be very careful. It's neat. We're talking about your favorite parts of the holidays, especially Christmas here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you can spend a fortune buying kittens expensive toys and elaborate scratching posts and then find that their idea of a perfect toy is an old cardboard box or a paper shopping bag. No matter whatever makes them happy. If they seem emotionally attached to an old box or bag, leave it around. But most cats enjoy exploring new ones. Hold on to those boxes and paper bags. Never use the dangerous plastic bags or bags with handles after each shopping trip and leave them about for your kittens to explore. Investigating the new furniture will help them stay mentally alert and make their daily lives much more interesting. Next, try building them their own apartments by securing two large boxes together and cutting out cat doors between the rooms. They'll love it. Cardboard boxes, paper bags, they're free. They have these great smells from the supermarket. Bring them home every day. Change them. Be creative. Make a duplex, a condo. Cut holes in them. You know what? If you do this, I promise you that the next time you sit on your furniture, it will have no scratch marks on it because your cats will be scratching the boxes and you can enjoy your couch. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley. Some people call me dearest. No, some people don't. One person calls me dearest darling Dudley, and that works for me, especially on a day like today. It's nice to know that you are dear and darling and all that stuff. And my given name is Dudley. I haven't used it, but I started more this past year using Dudley on the air and off the air, and it feels comfortable to me. So that's a little insight into why do you hear Dudley and how is that confused with Doug? Dudley became Doug when I was in college, and more, it just stuck because it was easier for people. And as a kid, I have to admit I was teased a lot because my name was Dudley, the Dud stuff. But now that I'm a big, strong boy, I'm a man, I don't have to worry about that anymore. So anyway, the reason I bring that around to the focus here because this is my gift to you. Dudley's gift to everybody is a lot of music and conversation and connection. People most want to hear stories about Christmas and music of Christmas on Christmas morning. So why shouldn't I accommodate that? That's really the reason that I'm here, to help you celebrate. And this is a lady who I actually admit to having had a crush on when she was a pop singer of some note, Canadian Anne Murray, and Silver Bells, which is a classic Christmas song, composed by Jay Livingston Ray Evans, was first performed by Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell in the motion picture The Lemon Drop Kid, which was filmed in July and August of 1950 and released in the spring of 51. The first recorded version was another Bing Crosby hit. After Crosby had a hit with it with a lady named Carol Richards, Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell went back into the studio to refilm a more elaborate production of the song for the motion picture The Lemon Drop Kid. Silver Bells started as the questionable Tinkle Bells. Did you know that, the original? The original name of Silver Bells was Tinkle Bells, but because of the... because of the meaning for some of what a tinkle is, you know what I'm talking about, the word, that's slang for urination. So I'm not going to have a song called Tinkle Bell, Tinkle Bell, Tinkle Bell. No. So then it was changed to Silver. You think I'm making this up? No, I'm not. The original song was called Tinkle Bells, and the record company says, we're not going to call this Tinkle Bells. So anyway, this is the story of the song that became popularized. Anne Murray, when she recorded it in the, I think it was the early 70s, early to mid 70s, and since then, that version of it has been played more than any other. So, Christmas with Love and Doug Steffen. Good day program at, 23 minutes before the hour. A lot of posting back and forth. I want to sort of spend a minute talking about our military. There were actually a number of people on the plane last night that were going home for Christmas that had come back from various theaters. We tend to think of our men and women in the service as being either in Iraq or Afghanistan. But, you know, we have soldiers and sailors and airmen all around the world. We have them in 84, I don't know if you realize this, we have soldiers or people who represent us in uniform in 84 different countries. Did you realize, there are 192 countries, I think, on the 194 countries on the planet, and we've got soldiers or some representation in uniform in 84 of those countries, which on the surface seems crazy. And if I were doing Good Day Monday through Friday, I'd probably get off on a toot on that, but I'm not going to here because that's not the purpose of Christmas. The purpose in this circumstance is to acknowledge these men and women and to sort of, I had a conversation with one of them a little bit on the plane last night, where he had come from. He's coming back from Germany because we have a big air base, Rhein-Main air base there. And so he'd been there for a year, and he hadn't been home. He was on his way to Los Angeles. And what happens, the military flights come in to Bangor, Maine. They take the men, and they go through customs, and they're all welcomed there. And there's a big to-do, usually with every plane load that comes in. And then they come down to Boston, and they unload, and they go into their various parts of the country. So this guy was coming back, and he lives in San Diego, or outside of San Diego, so he was on the plane with me, and it was a nice, warm, I find most of the men and women that I meet who are in the service, in whatever connection I have with them, to be most humble, most passionate, and not really interested in a lot of hooting and hollering about who they are or what they're doing. More often than not, you hear from them, it's my job, or it's a job, it's the job, and they kind of want to let it pass at that. They're happy to shake your hand and say, Merry Christmas to you, but they don't want to get in. And I think people, frankly, I know there are good intentions behind people who want to go over to men and women who are in the uniform and talk to them about their service or thank them for it. But most of them, they're happy to have you say thank you, but they don't want to engage in conversation. I have found that to be the case. And maybe more, I was sort of recounting because yesterday was the anniversary of the 4-year anniversary of me coming back from a trip to Iraq. I spent about 6 days we were gone. 4 of them were in Iraq. And other than sleeping in Saddam Hussein's kid's bedroom for 3 nights, which is, part of the story that's kind of whacked. The whole thing was kind of wacky. But what I learned more about what men and women in the service do and what they had done specifically in Iraq, because I was a critic of that war for most of its conduct. It was one of the reasons that I was so negative about George Bush. And again, I don't want to get into that now because it's Christmas. But it just, when you separate the people who are doing what we ask them to do from the actual ask. We say, we're going to go to war with whoever this week, and we send our men and women into harm's way. They do what we ask them to do. And so for that, you can't fault them. I'm a kid that grew up in the Vietnam era. And I remember, and I resented it then, and I resent it sometimes even more now, how those men and women, there were 40-some-odd thousand Americans who were killed in Vietnam. And America's response to that was to be angry because we had no business being in Vietnam, and most people knew it, like we had no business being in Iraq, and we had no business being in Afghanistan, or any of the other places that we've stuck our nose into over the last 40 years. But that wasn't the point. LBJ had screwed the country up to a fairly well. It didn't take him long to do it. And the best example of that was Vietnam. And how it screwed up the country wasn't just going to war in a place where we ought not to have been. We didn't know anything about being at war in those circumstances. But the way people treated the soldiers when they came back like it was their fault that LBJ committed us to go into that mess. That wasn't their fault, and it just always... All right, so I'm getting off on a toot here, and it's Christmas, I don't want to, but you know what I'm saying. So, but the point to the whole story is that when I was in Baghdad at that time, it was really interesting to get a lot of different takes from the people that were in the ranks. I went to a cafeteria that was in Baghdad where all the soldiers at the base, and I forget what it's called now. It was some typical American name for the base. But the essence of it was getting to know these people, really rough and tumble bunch, many of them, and then talking to some of the officers and getting a handle on what went on there. We don't really understand how they live, what they're doing, how they're doing it. I think most people don't have a clue. I think you say to somebody you see in uniform, congratulations or thank you for your service. But I'm betting that most of you, unless you actually were in the service, haven't got a clue. And the reason you say what you do to acknowledge these people is because you see and hear other people doing it, which is swell, but it still doesn't get to the point of trying to understand why we are in as many of these places as we are, why we have so many people who are committed. You can say, well, it's to protect the country. No, that's arguably not the case. But at any rate, I guess because I was thinking about this fellow on the plane last night, I was thinking about how eager he was to get home, get his uniform off, and be with his two daughters and his wife. So hopefully Master Sergeant Board was his name. I hope you're having a great morning with your family. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program on the air.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or Wi-Fi. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
Light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be massive responsibly.
'Twas the day after Christmas and all through the house, everyone loved their presents. But Aunt Shirley got your name and made you that blouse. What? So get to Kohl's, starting at 5 a.m. on December 26th for amazing prices and early bird specials until 1 p.m. on stuff like sweaters, sleepwear, and up to 70% off holiday trim. And they'll hear you exclaim as you peel out of sight, Merry Kohl's After Christmas Clearance to All. Yo, this sale is tight. Or, you know, something to that effect. Kohl's, expect great things.
In spite of it all, America remains the greatest country in the world. That's because America is defined by us. People like you and I, who believe we make the United States wonderful, not the politicians. But good, proud Americans who stand together to keep us strong. Like AMAC and its nearly 1 million members. AMAC believes in traditional American values. They believe in God and country and family and America. They believe it's worth fighting for. AMAC is 1 million Americans over 50 working together to leave our children and grandchildren an America they too will be proud of. That's why I'm joining AMAC. You should too. Let's stand together. Join today at AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. And please remember this. You don't need the AARP to get the benefits you deserve. AMAC has them. And AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
No colds allowed. It's the healthy holiday season. Doug's Good Day, 13 and change before the hour. Christmas with love from me to you. Have an email. I got lots of email input today. Thank you. Here's, this is from, let's see, who is this? Carrie, C-A-R-I. And I believe she's in St. Louis, but I don't know that for a fact. She said, hi, Doug, here's another Christmas song you may want to play. It'll bring back memories for a lot of your listeners. And by the way, thanks for spending Christmas with all of us. It sure takes a lot of planning and love to do a five-hour program 6 days a week, even on the holidays. Well, let me tell you something. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's not as much of a heavy lift as you think it is. It's as much of a pleasure for me. I wouldn't do it. I mean, the whole idea of doing what you love in your life. I've been very fortunate, knock on whatever wood I can find, to have found something that a guy with a gift of gab, decent voice, and a moderately astute business acumen, I put all of this stuff together, and now I'm in my 26th year of doing this program, I'm able to sustain and have this effort of love and fun with a lot of my friends, certainly Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Kenny are my friends, Michael and Evan are my friends, and so we spend this time. Yeah, is it work? It requires a certain amount of of pressurized thinking, let's put it that way. But Evan and Michael, as an example today, are the guys who are working behind the scenes to come up with the songs. And as a matter of fact, you were interested in this song by the Lester family called Grandma's House, which you thought would bring out some great memories. And so we have found the song, and Carrie, here it is. Sense a little corn coming from the farm here.
Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear her happy Christmas carols ringing in my ear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She always sang a happy song. Christmas was a happy time of year.
Literally a family, if you don't know the story behind this story here, as a family to put this together.
But the thing that I remember is when Grandma squeezed me close. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear her happy Christmas carols ringing in my ear.
How many of you are re-gifters? How many of you are confronting things already today that you're thinking, oh, let's see, what can I do with this? Let me see if I can stick it under the couch for now, and then I'll get rid of it later on. Next Christmas, it'll go to Fred. Anyway, you know, everybody does it. You give somebody a gift somebody else gave you. I saw a survey this past week by Money Management International. 36% of the respondents earning $150,000 a year or more re-gifted to cut back on holiday costs. So I've always asked this question because it comes up every year one way or another. Is it tacky to do that? Do you feel guilty doing it? No. Why would you not think it was anything other than economical? It's not. If you have no use for a gift, it's like the universe and what we know about affluence, or not affluence, but abundance. If you keep things circulating, you keep things moving, that's really good. So have no doubt, have no fear, have no guilt about taking something that is not of any use to you and giving it to somebody who may have some use for it. So there, how about that? This is a guilt-free program, and it's Christmas, Doug, on the Good Day program, 51 after.
thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Success! We have found more Christmas revelers in the form of Warren Eckstein, who's here to happily share some time with you on Christmas Day, Christmas morning, with some ideas about, well, the old convention is not to get a dog or a pet on Christmas for children. I want to talk about some folks who have been adopting and whether the idea of adopting a dog at Christmas is a good idea for adults with Warren. Also, focus on collars on dogs. If you have a dog that has a little itch and can't scratch it, then maybe there's some advice from Warren that'll help you out. Plus, other items. Don't give your dog some of the stuff you're eating for Christmas meals, please. All right, so all this stuff, advice personified from the man who hosts the Pet Show, which is the recognized national program that's good, solid, sound advice from a man who's been on the air longer than anybody else. He's as old as dirt. Warren Eckstein here in just a moment on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 to 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on Good Day. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Christmas or not. They all know I'm on the air, and Warren says, I want to be on too. So, dogs and gifts at Christmas first, before we talk about food.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how important it is for the rescue world to continue to function. I have a very good friend whose brother adopted a dog, and I think they got the dog, she told me yesterday, but I think it was, if it wasn't yesterday, it was very recently. And they've adopted dogs over the years. Many, many, many people are doing this now, which is wonderful. What a blessing it is to have people thinking about dogs. I think this was an 8-year-old dog. And she said it was just really a kind of a fun, nice dog. Anyway, the point is, we tell people not to get dogs for children on Christmas, but isn't it the exact opposite? Because the attention that might be regaled on a dog that is brought in at Christmas time by adults who are especially rescuing dogs?
Well, you know, here's where I'm a little hypocritical, Doug. I think with children, it's a different ballgame based on the fact that, you know, there are so many other things. You know, they play with the puppy
right.
for five
that's
minutes.
That's the point, yeah.
Then they're over to the Wi-Fi, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Bottom line is, with adults, for years I would be on that bandwagon, you know, getting pets at Christmas time is not the right thing to do. But
yeah.
over the last 10 years, I've changed my mind. The bottom line is this. If a gift is for a child, we talked about this, a book or a something else, a collar under the tree. But if it's an adult, if it's an adult family and you're really committed, I don't care if it's Christmas morning, New Year's Eve, or whatever holiday it is, if you're going to save that dog's life, go and adopt that dog that day. That's how I believe nowadays. So I've really changed my thinking, assuming that there are so many dogs in shelters and humane societies that any way, anytime, anyhow we can get them out, it's the right thing to do.
Right. Okay. I certainly subscribe to that 100%. All right. Next, in terms of food, everybody's eating a lot today and through the next few days. I was very concerned. Charlotte got into some chicken that was laying around. The kids had had chicken in the barn, and she got into it, and we're all told it's not a good idea to have the dogs chewing on chicken bones. But in general, is it any different for what we're eating in the holiday season from what we're eating the rest of the way, the rest of the year?
Yeah, we got to be careful. Turkey, for example, we want to stay away from bones. But, you know, turkey is high in protein, and a little turkey as a snack for your dog or cat is not a bad idea. But, again, the term is little.
Right.
Ham, a few bites of unseasoned ham won't hurt. Too much can result in a pretty messy day for your dog. Now, here's what I do. If your dog or cat happens to like greens, spinach, kale, other lettuces, you're in luck. They are really good for your pet, low in calories, high in fiber, and will fill him up. One of the things I love to give my dog is squash. I roast the squash, and they think it's the greatest invention in the world. So some squash is good for your dog as well. Other things you can use, beets have vitamins and minerals, which are important. You can give a little bit of corn, but they're pretty high in carbs, so you want to be careful with that. I give my dogs green beans, apples. So what you want to do basically is stay away from the basics, the chocolate, the macadamia nuts, the onions, the raisins.
Well,
but
you
anything
stay away
you're
right eating. Anyway.
Yeah, you stay away.
Yeah.
No, but if a little bit in reason is okay, just make sure that you know what your dog is getting, because there's going to be a lot of guests at your house and you have no idea what they're stuffing down your dog or cat's throat.
Right. Yeah, just tell them no, thank you very much.
Exactly.
No.
But I put out a treat bowl so they can give my dogs the treats that I want them to give.
Warren Eckstein, check out his PetShow.com website.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.